Chapter 4. Why Attic Still Matters. Crispus Attucks matters for at least three reasons. First, he places race and freedom near the beginning of the American Revolution, not at its edges. The struggle against British authority took shape in a society that also contained slavery, racial hierarchy, and unequal citizenship. The death of a man of African and indigenous ancestry in one of the Revolution's formative events makes those contradictions impossible to ignore. Second, he reminds us that ordinary working people are often central to public change. Attucks was not a famous office holder, he was a sailor. Yet his death became part of the political chain that led from protest to independence. Third, his story teaches historical humility. We know enough to see his importance, but not enough to turn him into whatever modern readers may wish. Some details of his origin, name, and earlier life remain uncertain. Serious history keeps those uncertainties visible. That does not weaken his significance, it sharpens it. The man himself emerges only in flashes, a tall sailor, a mixed ancestry Boston victim, perhaps a former runaway from slavery, certainly a human being caught in a violent imperial city. Around those flashes, later generations built national meaning. Sometimes that is how history works. One life appears only partly in the record, but the event attached to it changes the country. Crispus Attucks did not sign a declaration or command an army. He died 5 years before Lexington and Concord, 6 years before independence, and more than a decade before Yorktown. Even so, the revolutionary story cannot be told honestly without him. He stands near its beginning, in cold weather, under musket fire, where argument became death in the street.